Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we're unpacking a really fascinating new study.
Yeah, this one just came out May 2025.
Exactly. It's by Serge Korchevsky, and it explores this potential connection, maybe a surprising one, between a famous Leonardo da Vinci drawing and, well, one of the figures in The Last Supper.
It presents some pretty compelling visual evidence, actually. Gives us a new look into how Leonardo might have worked.
And if you want to see this evidence for yourself, the full study is online, right?
It is. It's on leonard-christ.com, available in English, French, and Italian with all the images and analysis.
Yeah.
We're basically going to walk you through the main points today and, you know, why the argument seems pretty solid.
Great. So let's jump in. First, the drawing itself, it's called the Head of Christ.
Right. Done around 1495. It's silver point on prepared paper.
And it's really dramatic, isn't it? Christ's head is pulled back by the hair. Lots of tension.
Intense suffering, yeah. It's often cited as a key example of Leonardo's Ritratto di Spalla, that sort of dynamic head turned over the shoulder pose.
Yeah.
Okay. And the date is key here. 1490, 1495. That puts it
right around the time he's starting, or at least planning, The Last Supper. The mural itself is roughly 1495 to 98.
Now, The Last Supper, everyone knows it, but, well, it's famous for not being in great condition.
Exactly. Leonardo's experimental technique, painting on dry plaster, it just didn't last well.
Yeah.
Big problem for preservation.
Ah, okay. So the original is kind of faded or damaged in parts?
Very much so. Which means, if you really want to study the details Leonardo intended, you absolutely have to look at the faithful copies made soon after.
Copies are crucial, then.
Crucial. And this study relies heavily on them, especially the really detailed one by Giampietrino. He was one of Leonardo's own pupils.
Oh, wow. Where's that copy?
It's in London at the Royal Academy of Arts. It's considered so accurate, actually, that it was a major reference for the modern restorations of the original mural.
Okay, so the copyists, Giampietrino's in particular, give us the best look. So within The Last Supper, where does Korchevsky's study focus?
It zooms in on the Apostle Thaddeus. He's way down at the far end on the right side as we look at it.
Right. I can picture him. He's sort of turning inwards.
Yeah. Shown in a three-quarter view,
yeah.
Turning towards Christ, looking sort of confused or maybe questioning, reacting to the big news.
Okay. Thaddeus. But how does he connect back to that drawing, the head of Christ being pulled by the hair? Seems like a different mood entirely.
Well, this is the core of the study. They use digital superposition.
Layering the images.
Exactly. Carefully layering the face from the Venice drawing over the face of Thaddeus, as seen in those accurate copies.
Yeah.
And they found really striking morphological similarities.
Striking how? Just a general resemblance.
And much, much more specific. The study points out 18 precise matching points.
18? Like what?
Things like the overall shape of the skull, the exact form of the nose, the mouth, even the way wrinkles are placed, the hair, the beard. It's a detailed matchup.
Mm, 18 points.
Yeah.
That does sound like more than coincidence.
That's the argument. The resemblances are just too specific to be accidental or just, you know, Leonardo's general style.
So the hypothesis is Leonardo actually reused that earlier intense drawing of Christ as the direct model for Thaddeus.
That's what the visual evidence strongly suggests, yes. He likely adapted it for the apostle.
Interesting. Did it stop there?
Apparently not. It seems this particular facial type, originating from the Venice drawing and used for the dais, then kind of circulated in the workshop.
Oh, so other artists picked it up.
Specifically his followers. Giampietrino, again, actually.
The copyist.
The very same. The study shows how this face type pops up in Christ Carrying the Cross paintings, and maybe even as the figure of Adam in his Adam and Eve.
Adam, really?
Yeah. And what's interesting is that the study mentions expert opinions from Cabinet Turkin, art curial, respected names, who've also apparently noted this link between Giampietrino's Adam and this face type seen in Thaddeus. So it's not just Korchevsky seeing it.
Wow. So that single drawing could have been like a template.
A foundational model, exactly. Influencing Thaddeus, then spreading to other works by the school.
It really gives you insight into Leonardo's process, doesn't it? Recycling, adapting.
Absolutely, his practical methods. And it makes you think, you know, even a figure like Thaddeus, seemingly on the edge of the main drama, might be carrying this echo of Christ's suffering from that earlier drawing.
So the main takeaway for you, listening, is that this study makes a strong visual case. The Venice Head of Christ wasn't just isolated. It likely became the model for Thaddeus.
And then this face type rippled outwards through Leonardo's workshop.
It's a compelling argument based on that close comparison.
And remember, we've only scratched the surface here. Mm-hmm. If you want the full picture, all the detailed comparisons, the illustrations, the videos, laying it all out.
It's all in the study itself.
Right, on leonard-christ.com. Available in English, French, and Italian right now.
It definitely makes you wonder, though, how much more might be hiding in plain sight in works by Leonardo and his school, just waiting for this kind of comparative look.
A fascinating thought to end on.